Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Story number one.
Well, Mike brought it up, and that is how poorly the Hawks shot the ball last night. They lose to the Pistons at home. Now, the Hawks have been playing well. You're going to have a clunker every now and then, but I just didn't expect it to be last night against this team. 16% from three-point range. They hit 6 of 38 attempts last night. That was the fundamental problem when you talk about what happened last night with the Hawks. They just couldn't hit shots. As a matter of fact, head coach Quinn Snyder was talking about it.
I mean, I think if we go back and look at the tape, we're getting great looks. I mean, they're just open. You know, and it, as I said, I think it's the mental, that moment when you miss, you've got to be able to have urgency to get to the other end.
Yes, you do. As we said, and you, I think you called this yesterday during the program, you said watch out for Cade Cunningham. Check him. Nobody could. Dyson Daniels couldn't even get it. And he, you know, he's our best defender, and he couldn't get that going. And, you know, it's if you don't like the modern NBA, this is one of those games that would make you go, because, like, if we'd come down, whoomp, clank, and all, next you know, it's a 15-foot rebound, and all of a sudden Detroit's going the other way in transition, and they're taking it right to the rack. So they were getting all their points in the paint, and meanwhile, as we said, I mean, 6 of 38 from 3? Good God.
It's terrible. I'll tell you what else is terrible. What's wrong with Bogey? What's going on with Bogey? Bogey last night was 0 for 9 from the field. Mike, this goes back to Monday's game against the Knicks, where he didn't make a three-pointer, and it broke his streak of at least 1-3 in 110 straight games. So now, his last 14 shots over 3-plus games, Mike, this guy is 4 for 29 from three-point range in his last 5 games. He's shooting a career-low 30%. Bogey, all of a sudden now, has become a liability.
Yes, and we need to get Bogey off the books, but it's, and maybe you don't know this about sports, hard to trade someone when they're not doing their job very well. So I know we've talked about Capella's expiring contract. We had thought maybe Bogey would be a piece in the offseason for somebody who needs some, you know, some shooting. But we need shooting, but we need him to shoot. I don't want to sound like, oh, here we go, because you understand why somebody wants to represent his own country. But at age 32, did the extra wear and tear of the Olympics for a guy who's always had issues staying healthy just contribute to where he is right now?
It's a good point. And he played hard in those Olympics.
Yeah, and they kicked butt. He did a great job. And I get you want to rep your country, but it is always the downside. I mean, look, LeBron was well-rested because the Lakers didn't go anywhere. In the playoffs, so nor did we. But that's one guy that maybe you just didn't want extra wear and tear because Bogey just can't stay healthy. So I don't know. Is he not right? His shot ain't dropping, that's for
it's
darn
not,
sure.
It's not. Let us know what you think. Dyson Daniels, by the way, said, hey, we got the shots we wanted. We just did them, and he's talking about everybody, guys, whether it was Trey, Daniels, Johnson, Hunter, Bogey, Okongwu, nobody was knocking down threes.
Yeah, I think we got good looks, first of all. Like, we got kick-out threes, we got the shots we wanted, and one of those games that didn't fall. And like you said, making is contagious. You know, when you're on a streak and, you know, guys are making threes, that's contagious. You feed off the crowd's energy and stuff, and when you miss, you know, that's contagious as well. So.
Wipe that one from the books. They take on the Raptors on Thursday night. And then obviously, tonight, and then obviously, Mike, Saturday, Raptors.
Again. Yeah, I mean, look, it is just disappointing. You figure the guys hadn't been home in, 3 weeks? You figure that, hey, they're going to get a home cooking, get things rolling. You said, man, can't sleep on Detroit. And that's just ugly, and it doesn't define this team, but we're looking for a nice run to further reinforce with the front office potential moves, which maybe require spending some money. I don't know. Are they not going to get in any situation which increases the payroll or creates a tax? I don't know. It's so convoluted anyway, Carl, but I just want to see this team. If they look like they're showing an improvement, let's help them out. Because right now, as we said, we're so close to being the fourth seed, you know. That's a very disappointing loss last night.
No doubt about it. Hey, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Georgia's going to kick themselves later in the season if this one comes back to bite them. They were up 15 last night on the road against Arkansas and Fayetteville. And then Arkansas rallied to win.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
68-65 for their first SEC win, Mike. Let's hear from Mike White, the head coach of the Georgia basketball program, talking about that one of the things they didn't do is rebound.
Just didn't do a good enough job getting the offensive glass and got pounded on the defensive glass, especially in the second half. Gave up 18 offensive rebounds on the road. Tough to overcome.
Now, we were just pumping them up. They're in the top 25, and now they're out of the top 25.
Yeah.
It's a very competitive SEC. That was the first, if I'm right, I believe that's the first conference win for Calipari.
It is.
With the Hogs. So that's disappointing. You know, it was a hell of a game against Auburn. They unfortunately, I mean, that's a great Auburn team. We know that. But we'd like to see them kind of just, you know, stop the bleeding. That's a tough loss for them last night.
18-6 run for Arkansas. It was 46-31 with 16 minutes to play. And Georgia should have walked away with a dub.
Yep.
They didn't. Mike White, talked about the fact that his group was not focused the way they should have been defensively.
Our defensive attention to detail and physical and mental toughness wasn't as sharp as it needed to be to win on the road.
Yeah, and like I said, when you start talking about conference standings, SEC conference, tournament play, whether they're on the bubble to get into the tournament, like that's a win
right.
That would have helped you out on the road.
Yes.
And so now it just hurts because you lost, but a month from now, Mike, we may be looking at this differently with Georgia and where they may be potentially trying to get into the tournament. I do like the team, though. I think Mike White's doing a really good job.
No, he's certainly, like we always said, and not that added pressure, but he knows this is the year where you got to check some boxes. Tournament, you know. A winning record in conference, you know, and making a run in March Madness, obviously.
All right, let's talk some NFL. Story number three.
Story number three.
I want you to hear our buddy Mike Pereira, who's a friend of the show, talk about he says it is a myth that Mahomes gets special treatment. This is one of the storylines going into this weekend. Bills back in Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. Listen to Mike Pereira.
It doesn't resonate with me at all. The fact that you're looking out for anyone, any team, any individual is a myth. It is an absolute myth. You don't have time to react and say, this is Goff. I'm not going to call this because it's Goff. This is Mahomes. I've got to call this because it's Mahomes.
Well, we love Mike and we've got a good relationship with him. He's full of crap. I mean, you know, the guys, the legends get the treatment. Brady gets it. You know, the guy, Aaron Rodgers at times gets it. And look, some of these veteran quarterbacks know when to just take the hit and get down. But we've seen these guys get a lot of calls. We saw with Tom Brady against Grady Jarrett.
That's right.
We've seen it a million. Come on, guys. And the, look, whether it's a different officiating team, and in some cases, it's just the optics for the NFL are terrible because with millions of dollars being gambled on these games now and they're promoting it, you got to get this thing tightened up. And it just looks like, man, anytime you get even so much as a within a hair of Mahomes, the flag comes out. And we all know how they beat the Chargers, how they beat the Bengals this year. I mean, the refs played a big factor in that.
Mike, I also think he says you don't have time. This is when we see those late flags, though.
That's the one that drives you crazy when you're watching, especially pass interference.
Yes.
You count one Mississippi, two, and then, oh, it was stuck in his pocket. No, the sideline worked you. They got on you, and then the flag comes out. That's not professional.
It's not. And that's why when Mike Pereira says we don't have time, that's the part where you're thinking about it. Oh, crap, that's such and such. Okay, now I got to throw the flag, and the crowd goes crazy.
Right.
Because we saw it 4 seconds before you did.
Do you think, you know, Jordan's dynasty with the Bulls, that's obviously the most successful period for the NBA, the Yankees when they were winning all those games. Does the NFL want a three-peat? Or do we want to see Buffalo get in? I mean, if there was an agenda, if an agenda existed on Park Avenue at NFL headquarters, what would it be?
It'd be three-peat.
Yeah.
It'd be three-peat. It would be, regardless if you're a Chiefs fan, more interest in seeing something we've never seen.
Correct.
All right, coming up, guys, we got lots more to get to, including the perfect player to help our defense. Is he going to be there? And on top of all of that, he's a guy you know well. We're going to tell you about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.